I don't think we're going to see anything until you see a shift in Congress, and I'm not seeing that at all. The community has got, they'd say, well, this senator is going to do this. I need to get with this senator, and then I attempt to get with the senators, and then they set up a meeting and then they cancel it. So it's either clearly they've been talked to not to talk to me, or they've been told to back off. And I think too many members of Congress are compromised in some fashion. And I don't know exactly how they compromise them or what they're told, but I suspect it happens quite a bit.
I mean, what do you think about people like Marco Rubio or Gillibrand, the people that are supposedly meant to be pushing for this? Do you think that they're doing it for the right reasons, or are they compromised?
Yeah, I'd have to say that on the front end they are, but I've also I was supposed to have a meeting with Rubio and then they canceled it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
Was that a meeting with the UFO subject in mind?
Absolutely, 100%. And they knew that's what the meeting was about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's strange behavior. That is strange behavior because you're one of the people that's been a real advocate, very outspoken about the fact that you think this has been a historical cover up and that it needs to be addressed. So I don't really understand why you'd be excluded. Do you think it's just political differences?
Well, Rubio and I are pretty much aligned
Yeah.
politically. No, so I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it other than just the cover-up continues and it's at the highest levels. And I go back to my original premise that if they delay it long enough, people lose interest, and also people die off and they get out of positions of power. And then the scope of or the length of numbers of people who have information is decreased and diminished, and that power, every time somebody else leaves or dies, that power is condensed into a smaller group. And so I think that you see that you've got a diminishing return in this thing. And again, it's going to have to be a whistleblower or somebody comes out with undeniable proof and gets it out on the internet, and we get an answer that way. And until that happens, I don't, it's just going to be us asking for files, that trusting them to, we trust these bureaucrats to come forth with this information that they've been covering up for decades. I just don't. To me, it seems kind of ridiculous, the whole thing. Until we get somebody, a ranking member, that has the power to cut off funds or can call somebody in and talk to them about it, I just don't think it's going to happen. I wished I had something to report, any more than I do. I can report that I'm very frustrated.